Hi there, this is Dr. Gaurav Nigam and with listening to Dr. Dad Podcast. Are we doing the right parenting? We all want to be the best parents. We can be for our children, isn't it? But then there is often conflicting advice on, you know, how one needs to raise their kid. Someone who's confident, kind, dynamic, and successful. And every aspect of, you know, being a parent has been more complicated, has been something more challenging and more difficult during the pandemic. With parents managing complex new assignments which are coming from the school and also anxious new decisions. Again, with no prior knowledge. All while handling the regular questions that come up in daily life with the children we love. Throughout the circus act of parenting, it's important to focus on balancing priorities, you know, juggling responsibilities and quickly flipping between the needs of your children, other family members, and of course, yourself. Parents have this entire internet thing at their disposal and don't follow any single authority because of course, internet has a lot of content for any single topic. So, it's really kind of hard to know whom or what to trust. Through this podcast, we'll try to talk about how to help your child grow up to be a person that you really like without losing yourself in the process. So, let's start. Number one would be, I will start with something not so contemporary, but parents need relief too. Right, so pay attention to your own well-being. You know, like when you're in an airplane and air hostess says that in case the mask drops down, you need to put first on yourself and then help anybody else. So likewise, pay attention to your own self for your own well-being first. Oftentimes, things such as your own health or the health of your marriage are kept on the back burner when a child is born. So if you don't pay attention to them, they will become bigger problems down the road. And I would say take time to strengthen your relationship with your spouse. Stressed out parents are now more prone to fighting, of course. So don't be afraid to ask for parenting help in case you need. Having some me time for self-care is important to rejuvenate the mind. So whatever that me time for you is, go find that one. Be a good role model. Next. Human is a special species in part because we can learn by, you know, imitation, like by copying the other person. We are programmed to copy actually others' actions, to understand them and to incorporate them into our own. We do this at a very conscious and also at a subconscious level. Children in particular watch everything their parents do very carefully. So be the person you want your child to be. Respect your child. Show them the positive behavior and attitude. If you're going to yell, they're going to yell too. If you're going to be angry, they're going to be angry too. Have empathy towards your child's emotion and your child will follow the suit. Believe me. Show them love. There is no such thing as loving your child too much. Loving them cannot spoil them. Only what you choose to do, maybe or give in the name of love, that might can spoil the child. Things like a material indulgence or leniency or maybe overprotection, helicopter parenting or lower expectations. When these things are given in place of real love, that's when you will actually have a spoiled child. Loving your child can be as simple as giving them hugs, spending time with them. Actually, that's one of the most important aspects. And listening to their issues seriously every day, even when you think that they don't really matter, the issues, right? So showing these acts of love can actually trigger the release of feel-good hormones such as oxytocin, like we all know. And these neurochemicals can bring us a deep sense of calm, emotional warmth, a bonding and contentment. From these, the child will develop resilience, a capacity to bounce back, and not to mention a closer relationship with you. The next point, boosting your child's self-esteem. Kids start developing their sense of self as babies when they see themselves through their parents' eyes. Your tone of voice, your body language, and your every expression are absorbed by your kid. Your words and actions as a parent affect their developing. So, your words and actions as a parent affect their developing self-esteem more than anything else. Now, praising accomplishments, however small, will make them feel proud. You don't have to really wait for something big to happen to praise them. It can be as small as when they've completed a meal and, you know, finished their plate really nicely. Letting kids do things independently will make them feel capable and strong. By contrast, belittling comments or comparing a child unfavorably with another will make kids feel kind of worthless. Avoid making loaded statements or using words as weapons. You know, like, what a stupid thing to do, or what have you done, or maybe you should act more like so-and-so's son. You know, this just causes a sort of mental damage that we really can't as parents comprehend. It's very important actually to choose your words carefully and be compassionate. Let your kids know that everyone makes mistakes and that you still love them, even when you don't love their behavior. So these are two separate things. What they're doing and who they are, it's not the same thing. That needs to be put very categorically in the mind of the child. Setting limits and be consistent with your discipline. This is another point, right? Discipline is necessary in every household. The goal of discipline is to help kids choose acceptable behaviors and also to exercise self-control. Now, they may test the limits you establish for them. This is very innate to all of us, but they need those limits to grow into a responsible adult, right? Establishing house rules helps kids understand your expectations and also develop, I would say, self-control. But some rules might include, like, no TV until homework is done, and no hitting, and maybe name-calling. So, a hurtful teasing is not allowed. You might want to have a system in place, you know, one warning followed by consequences such as a timeout or a loss of privilege. Like, because if you keep on making the rules and when the rule is broken and you don't show the consequence to the child, ultimately there's no relevance then that's left. So they need to understand when they do not follow a rule or they don't be in the discipline, there are consequences, right? Then coming to the final point is, know your own needs and limitation as a parent. Face it, you are, I don't want to say this, but all of us are perfect imperfect or imperfect perfect parents, right? So you have strengths and weaknesses as a family leader. Recognize your abilities. Now, I am loving and dedicated. Maybe, yeah, vow to work on your weakness. I need to be more consistent with discipline. Try to have realistic expectation for yourself, your spouse, and your kids. You can't be so unrealistic all the time, and you don't have to have all the answers. Be forgiving of yourself, right? And try to make parenting a manageable job. Focus on the areas that need the most attention rather than trying to address everything all at once. Now, that's not gonna happen, right? Admit it when you're burned out. Take time out from parenting to do things that will make you happy as a person, or maybe as a couple, like we mentioned earlier, right? Focusing on your needs does not make you selfish. It simply means you care about your own well-being as well, which is another important value to model for your child. I hope you've liked today's podcast. And in case you have any questions, please write to us at info@drdad.in. It's drdad.in. And I really hope you have a very nice weekend. Thank you.